we got some time.
Ooh. It could be because Tom is playing very quickly. No, it's not Tom playing quickly.
Well, he does have a date.
He's playing perfectly.
He's got a hot date after this.
The song's called Schultz and Ladders.
This is also on a new record.
It is on the new record.
For free.
Mm-hmm.
For Cheapskates on Bandcamp.
That's the right note that starts, right?
Yep.
Yeah,
that's one of those.
Tom introduced me to the Ergs song after we wrote that. I was like, oh yeah, the Ergs did this too. Cool. Mike Yerick's kind of a god. We have a song called Let's Go to the Moon, and then we've got a few minutes, so we're going to do one cover?
Yeah.
Cool. Like I said, only things, Lowell, Massachusetts.
All the songs are free.
It's true.
And also streaming on all major platforms.
Ooh. Yeah, you get the you get that proximity.
Don't use those crummy ones, though.
See your high
We're the only things from Lowell, Massachusetts. Thank you so much, Lils. Thank you so much, Joel. You're fantastic. And thank you, Greater Medford Listening Area.
You're very welcome, Only Things. That was the Only Things, everybody. Live from Studio D, thank you very much for popping in to enjoy their wonderful tunage. And thanks to them for popping in to perform for us. We're going to be having a little chat with them in a little while, but first, how about a little more music? We're going to start a new block out with Daniel Ouellette. Here's Velvet Divan.
Beautifully, one day.
In that last block, Velvet Divan by Daniel Ouellette into I Smell Burning by Pink Slip. You are, of course, listening to On the Town with Mikey D. Right here on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts College Radio. And there are slightly more people in the studio than there were last time. Introduce yourselves. It is, in fact, the band who just played with us a moment ago, The One Thing.
Right.
I'm Eric.
I'm Patrick.
Tom.
I'm Tom.
I'm Donnie. Are we going left to right? Stereo?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't think it matters. No
and
one can see
we're
it.
We're the only things.
Right.
Oh. I mean, technically what I said was still right. Right. You guys aren't called that one
I'm
thing?
I'm not a lawyer.
Nope, the only things.
Hmm. I feel like I was still right somehow a little bit.
You were wrong. It's okay.
Well, you know, agree to disagree. Surely we can come to a consensus at that.
What, I think wrong?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm used to being wrong frequently.
Hmm. There. We've reached a quorum right there. So,
how have you been, Lillian? I haven't seen you in forever.
Oh, I'm doing okay. How have you been? I haven't seen you in forever.
Well, I started a pandemic a few years ago. And
So you're the one to blame.
Yeah. I was messing around in the garage one night.
Good old Donnie.
As one does.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, that's very big of you to admit that.
I did. I mean, to be fair, I labeled it dangerous pandemic and then...
Well, I mean, if it says so right on the tin, then that pretty much absolves you of any
it,
sort of...
You can't tell it was sarcastic. You know, they thought it was sarcastic.
You didn't put the slash S there.
I didn't.
That's the standard now.
I did the little thinky emoji. Like, is it?
I mean, regardless of whether people
Big
took
mistake,
that seriously
though.
Or not, it clearly says dangerous pandemic
right.
on the tin. So,
yeah.
They know exactly what they're getting into, sarcasm or not.
Your guilt is absolved.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, I think we can all agree that Donnie is completely blameless in this case.
This case alone.
But what about the set we just played?
Ah, totally to blame for that.
I mean, you wrote half the songs.
Those are the ones that you...
I don't know.
I'll leave it there.
It was different, you know. We didn't really practice. We usually practice on Tuesday nights, so we decided to take it off because we're so, so good and tight.
Yeah. 7 days is a long time.
Yeah. It was. Actually, when we played the sound check for Last Rites, I couldn't remember any of the words.
Yeah, that was our practice. That's
yeah. But.
Yeah. Joel was like, you should do another one. Yeah. She's a real one.
Can you do one that doesn't suck so much? It's like, we got to look at our set list again.
Yeah, he doesn't usually say that to the acts on
no,
the program.
No, no. I mean, he got no argument. It was fair.
Fair.
Yeah.
I mean, the blamelessness continues apace, I suppose.
Right. Well, you gotta shoulder it when you can.
Oh, yes, that is your burden to bear in many ways.
I feel like you could do a killer scavenger hunt for stickers in this studio.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You can't see it at home, but we are absolutely just... Up to our aces in stickers here. There are stickers for days.
Yeah, stop calling stickers me Frank is staring me in the soul. And there's like a Johnny Thunder sticker. It's crazy.
Yeah. I saw a lot of in the Studio D. There's a lot of bands.
Oh, absolutely. Like, a lot of band posters too.
Yeah. Classic. I didn't see the Sweatpant Boners though. I think there might be in here.
Is that an old band?
Yeah, there used to be this label in Cambridge called Fanatic Records. They used to do punk rock compilations.
I see.
That was the best band name. I almost stopped. They should stop naming bands after that. Everyone just
and
just use numbers.
And yet you persisted.
Yeah, yeah. That's we wanted something that sounded familiar and got more annoying every time you heard it. And you're like, where did I hear this from? Oh, it's just a combination.
I mean, that's laudable right there that you persisted with the only guys.
Oh, yes. The four. The four things.
I'm still getting it right, right?
Yeah, yeah. 100%.
All right, you know.
So that set was awesome.
Our people have been notified.
And big thanks for playing my absolute favorite Only Things song, Arrows, really early in the set.
I wrote that.
Love that song.
Yeah, that was tricky for Packy because in the usual version, he says a lot of swears.
I do. I got a potty mouth.
It's
yeah, that punctuation. Probably like has the most swears I think in any one of our songs. Is that one?
I know.
It's because it's cool.
Oh. So then, well, then I was like giving you guys a real challenge then.
No, Packy did.
Well, just Packy.
Anytime you feed my ego, I feel like real good about it.
We were thinking about it, and we're thinking about the songs, we're like, oh, that's got a swear in it too. It's like, why do we have so many swears in our song?
Yeah. It's lack of vision.
Who do we think we are?
Well, I think we're a product of our environment.
We think we're the only things.
I know. I'm surprised I lasted as long as I did without doing something stupid.
You got one out at the end. It's pretty funny.
I did plenty of musical stupid things, but verbally, my stupidity waited till the last second.
So how do you?
It's a funny stupidity, though.
Oh, that's the best kind of stupidity.
It is. It brings joy everywhere I go.
Now, do you ever dip back into the vault of other performers that have graced your airwaves?
Do we do that?
In what way?
I mean, do you play them on the show, or do you take them home and cherish the tapes in your boombox?
Do we take the tapes home, or do we take the artists home?
I mean,
because yes,
the night's young.
Interesting.
You don't know it, but Joel has a whole like just enormous motel basement that you guys will probably be visiting very soon. Where everyone like immediately after they perform on the Town with Mikey D, the bands are retired.
Yes.
Don't worry, you'll be living a life of luxury.
Do they
several
keep
miles away from the Earth's surface?
It's like a mausoleum, like your Lenin.
So remember the Fallout Shelter? They didn't record the shows unless you asked them to.
No,
and
we recorded them.
Mm.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
High quality.
But like as a real answer,
and archived them? Did they have them all?
But as a real answer, yes, we do replay the shows usually. Like when we don't have any guests or anything like that. Like when we were like doing our pre-recorded shows for the pandemic, pretty much every live performance was just a replay of an old one, just sort of a going back into the catalog sort of thing like that.
When would you have local bands that you like seeing live? Do you ever, you know, prefer to have them in the studio because their recordings don't come out as great as maybe a live performance might be?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like it varies from act to act, but so far, like, every single band has been great, both studio and, like, recording-wise, as far as I'm concerned. At least, you know, at least the ones I host, you know.
Sure, yeah. I remember going to see this band called The Young Idea a million years ago, and live they were fantastic, and then the record came out, and I was highly disappointed.
Oh, that's a bummer.
They don't have the luxury of an in-house like genius like Eric Klein.
That's true. Eric Klein records our records. He does a very good job. Our records sound very good. I was not trying to imply something.
If anything, our live performance is a pale imitation. It's funny.
Nothing broke tonight.
No. Yeah.
Incredible. Nobody broke a string.
It's funny. Usually
nobody
when we
pulled
play
the cable
out, live,
out of their guitar.
It's assumed that we're playing loose and kind of sloppy because we've been drinking all night.
Tux.
And tonight we haven't been drinking at all and we're just as bad.
No. We're just like, it's like Dean Martin.
Oh, we fake. Yes, right. It's all an act.
Yeah, it's the apple juice in the rocks glass.
I know. I've got a little funnel of it.
I have a hard time believing sometimes that is an act. Like, I work retail, so I've been hearing, like, a lot of Christmas music, and every time, like, Dean Martin's version of, like, It's a Marshmallow World comes on, I just hear it, and I just think, no. No.
Well, apparently, he was, he pretty much sober for a long time. Sammy Davis Jr., though, tremendous cokehead.
Oh, boy.
And his people consume me. Tell me when I'm start making stuff up.
Allegedly.
I think the statute of limitations.
Tell me when I'm start making stuff up.
I think the statute of limitations on that has long since passed.
Right. Still a hero of mine. Cocaine addiction doesn't disqualify you from my hero worship. In fact, some people it might bump you up a couple notches.
Oh, I see what you did there. Good.
I got a million of them.
Yeah.
Why, what happened?
I said bump.
Yeah.
Like, he worked it out.
People do coke that makes sometimes they call it a bump.
Yeah, but what happened?
That's about it.
It was just a terrible pun.
Sam Davis Jr. died of cancer. That's what happened. And
that
was
sad.
It was terrible.
Don't talk about
that. He had a fantastic run.
Well, now there's some blame going around. You brought the mood down, Donnie.
That's what I'm here for.
Just found out about Sammy Davis Jr. on the air right now.
I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll do the whole thing. Want me to do I Want to Be Me, A Birth of the Blues? Come
on. That is what, we can mic your shoes. We can do a little soft shoeing in here on the table.
I don't know, Packy. I think you're taking it in a direction I didn't want to go in.
I mean, once again, no one can see it. No one will know whether your shoes are on the table or not.
All right. Well, I'm not wearing... I'm wearing my shoes have tread on them.
Look at him go.
Oh, yeah.
He just hopped on the table and just going straight along. Look at him dance.
Look at those gams.
Wow.
It's fantastic.
Have you seen this one before? This is called the St. Louis Shuffle.
Oh. Oh, my God. He grew another set of feet.
Yep. That's how I do it in St. Louis every time.
It's almost like it's multiple people were banging on the table, but it's not. Well, it's him dancing with four legs.
That's a four-footer. That's what they call that one down Missouri.
Down Santa Monica way. Yeah.
And technically, you know, it's not 4 feet. It just looks like and sounds like 4 feet. That's why they call it four-footer. It's so active.
Oh, yeah. That's why they call him the Mirage.
Right.
Donnie Mirage.
It was. There are a few things.
That can be your stage name if you guys ever become. That can be your stage name if you guys ever go glam metal.
Ooh. I mean, go glam metal?
Have you had a glam metal
act?
Have
you heard our third record?
Not as far as I'm aware. I think Sidewalk Driver did it at one point, but I wasn't a host back then.
Did they come in, like, in the getup? Did they have the parachute?
I can't imagine that they didn't.
Right? That's just like their casual wear.
I mean...
They're fantastic.
The closest thing that I can think of that I was a part of... When my friend Patrick S. Berry was still here, like co-hosting with me, one Halloween we had Daniel Ouellette, who a song I just played before we went back into this, and he just had the most like Dracula-looking coat ever for the whole proceedings, and he just never turned it off.
Did he put out a record called "But Fujita"? I made the record for you.
I think so.
That album haunts me. I got it somehow. And it gets creepier and creepier the more you listen to it, and you can't figure out what's going on. Then the third time you listen to it, you start like, oh, okay, I know what this guy's doing. It's still scary. Like, this guy is all out to lunch. It sounds like if there were three different David Bowies in a room fighting over a microphone.
And one Klaus Nomi.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I changed a lyric in one of our songs of a Klaus Nomi reference.
Oh, very nice.
I'm going to save it until these guys learn who Klaus Nomi is, and it'll be more effective when I spring it on them.
He was one of the vampires on the originals.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
He was in Scooby-Doo as well.
Big CW fan over here.
Yep. Obviously. It was the holiday special with the Harlem Globetrotters and Klaus Nomi and the Scooby-Doo and the gang.
I wonder if they had dog food.
Yeah. I think Scooby.
I wonder if Shaggy ate dog food at any point. Like all the other times.
Shaggy was not proud. But he got around.
Not too proud not to have dog food.
Right.
Clearly.
I think the rest of the gang partook in the Scooby snacks.
Where do we stand on eating dog food?
I think Matthew Lillard.
Milk bones need ketchup. If you got to eat a milk bone.
It's a good tip.
You heard it here, folks. Milk bones.
Smallest
need
milk bone possible, because you just got to get down.
Donnie Mirage, yep. 2024.
Yep. It's, not ideal.
Okay, I don't know where this went, but I think it's about time we brought it to a close.
Yes.
The only things here in the studio. Do you guys want to plug and promote anything?
We have nothing.
Before we go... Nope.
No, we have a record that I like. It's out on Bandcamp. I think we already talked about that. But I don't know if we have any shows.
Yeah, you played a couple of songs from the new record in the set tonight.
Yep. But shows, we're keeping low profile.
Low profile, you say?
Yeah, a low profile.
I thought there was something...
I see
what you did there.
Yeah.
Donnie will be playing Christmas songs solo.
This Thursday night?
Mm-hmm.
No, next Thursday night.
Yes,
next Thursday night, the 22nd. Mm-hmm. Texmas Eve, it's a charity event at the Old Berlin Lowell. Bunch of people are going to come down and play their favorite Christmas song. And then at the end of the night, we all go home, and we haven't decided the charity it goes to. It gets goes to a different one every year.
Mm.
I thought
very
it was the
nice.
Same one.
But inevitably, we'll probably be seeing you guys at Warthen Fest next summer.
Oh, we think so.
That's a reference for Lowell people. That's a reference for Lowell people and nobody else.
Though. We were kicked out of Punktoberfest.
Yeah, the other one to catch.
Well, that's not exactly. So I found out about that. They had no returning bands this year. This past Punktoberfest, there was no bands who've ever played before.
I prefer to have a beef.
Fair enough.
I mean, that's a more interesting story.
Yeah.
Oh, I got an interesting story about not playing shows. A couple years ago, we got asked to play Town and City Festival.
Yes.
And that was great. And we were at a bar called the Smokehouse, and
the first band played,
and then the power went out.
Second band played.
Oh, the second band played. Yeah, yeah.
And we set up all our stuff.
We set up all our stuff, and then the power went out, and we didn't play anymore. And they kicked us out of the bar because they couldn't run our credit cards, which is a bummer. And then the next year, we got asked to come back because Chris Porter is a saint. Yes. And
Chris Porter is a very wonderful person.
Yeah, 100%. And, 3 days before, somebody tested positive for COVID in the band, and then we had to drop.
Yeah, that was
Oh,
me.
No.
It was Eric.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was, like, after... Well, the second time was, like, everything got shut down because of COVID.
Yeah,
right.
They
canceled
the whole thing. And then when it finally came back, yeah, we were going to play... We were going to open for Chelsea Curve.
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
we actually
nice.
Had a pretty good spot. And then, yeah, like, the day before...
And who else? Was it Roser?
I didn't have any symptoms.
Yeah,
I
then
just
I
had
think...
a test for work, and then it was like,
oh, what a bummer.
Yeah.
And then I think Chris Porter, like, this coming year, he's just like, yeah, those dudes are bad luck. Like, maybe we can get through a whole
thing.
Yeah.
No, might not.
Chris Porter, if you're listening, do it. Make it a hat trick.
I'm not sure.
Third time's a charm.
I'm not sure we're definitely not on it, but I'm not sure, like, we are good luck.
Yeah, we're bad
like,
pennies.
The first one, two bands played.
Yeah.
And there was a band after us.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Two bands played. The second band was literally the loudest thing I have ever heard in my life.
They were
13 years old, and they had like three Marshall stacks, and the PA, the guy had mics on him. He was pushing them through the room. It was like, I don't think I've gotten my vision back.
It was like Doug Marsh, but 13 years old.
And then yeah, we got into play, and it was like literally the second we started playing, the entire downtown block area, the power went out.
And what was great about that too,
for like 45 minutes,
it came back.
It came back on right for the last band, and they were like, "Oh, the power's back on."
You're
but
kidding me?
No, yeah, the power came back on, and they were like, "Oh, well, we got to keep with the schedule." So
I thought we,
you guys,
I went
you
to Ward 8.
Bumped.
Yeah, I left, and I remember hearing other people had these magical stories. They were like, "Oh, Warp and Weft got like real, real quiet." And, like, he played acoustic, and everyone sang along and held their phones up to, like, light them. And I'm like, that sounds magical. We got kicked out of the bar and told that, like, we had to leave.
Vaguely threatened.
We can't make money. Get out.
Yeah. We did one song. We did Take the Skinheads Bowling.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Can't Prevent Beethoven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was strumming an electric guitar.
Yeah.
Singing into the room as loud as I could just because I was so angry.
Hmm.
Yeah. That went over well. That helped the situation with the management. That guy is a big dude.
He is.
Sounds like it.
He was smiling, but he was very serious. Like, we gotta go. So I didn't know that Eric stayed there and found out that it came back.
Hey, speaking of going,
yeah, we gotta
Lil's
go.
Lil's trying to wrap it up.
Yeah.
Really? How could you tell?
This whole thing could have been an email.
All right. The only things. Check them out on all of the things. All of the online things, that is. Spotify, Bandcamp, wherever you got. It's all there. And you should go listen to it. Here's some local music.
Thanks, Liz.
Thanks again for popping into
Joel.
The studio. I'm going to bring us back in with Mount Metal. Here's Forging the Blade. We'll be right back.
challenge your authority, because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch. Until you hear that click. Never give up. Until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
Secret ops!
Last block, Forging the Blade by Mount Metal, Into the World Explodes by Inspector 34, Infused with You by Crudmouth, Red River by Swamp Birds, and that last one, Busman's Holiday by Agitation Trips. Nice big meaty block to close us out as we reach the end of the program and head on to Pastures Greener, except maybe not, because then you will no longer be listening to On the Town with Mikey D. But do join us next week for more local tunes right here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts College Radio. Until then, I'm your socially distant, except probably not quite so socially distant anymore, hostess Lils. And I'll be taking us out with Papa Was a Rodeo by the Magnetic Fields. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Questioning eyebrows. You've made it pretty clear what you like. It's only fair to tell you now that I leave early in the morning, and I won't be back till next year. I see that kiss me pucker forming, but maybe you should plug it with a beer, 'cause Papa was a rodeo, Mama was a rock and roll band. I could play guitar and rope a steer before I learned to stand. Home was anywhere with diesel gas, love was a trucker's hand. Stuck around long enough for a one-night stand. Before you kiss me, you should know Papa was a rogue. Shouldn't be stuck around long.